Welcome to the PACE Pod. My name is Alex Clark, and I am a program manager here at UCSB PACE. One program in particular that I oversee is the Modern Infrared Detectors and Systems Application Short Course. Here to talk with me about it today is our time-honored course coordinator, Dr. Alan Hoffman. We hope this conversation can provide plenty of insight to the course, what it entails, and what you can expect to gain from attending. Take a listen. All right. Welcome in, everyone. I'm here today talking with our course coordinator for the infrared technology, the Modern Infrared Detectors and System Application course, Dr. Alan Hoffman. And why don't we just go ahead and get started? So, Alan, please tell us a little bit or provide a little background on who you are and your experience in the IR industry and when and maybe how you became a part of this course.
Well, first I want to say I was really excited about being part of the class. It's something that I really wanted to do for a long time. In fact, when I started out in the infrared industry way back as a test engineer and later system engineer, I wanted to take the class. And my employer kept putting it off. He didn't want to have provide the money and didn't want to send me to the class. But, you know, that really would have helped. I really wanted to do it. Would have gotten me started much more quickly because I hadn't, my previous experience was not in infrared. So when I got the opportunity, well, actually what happened was that a colleague of mine at Santa Barbara Research Center heard that UCSB was looking for a new coordinator for their infrared class, the class I'd been wanting to take. And now I, with some years of experience, he recommended me as the new coordinator. And so they were doing a search. I had to submit a resume, just, you know, and do an interview. And eventually I was offered the position. And I was, again, really excited, honored to be part of the class.
And now, if you don't mind, maybe you can tell us what year that was and how long you've been.
I was avoiding that. No, it was 1995. 1995, and I'd already had, let's see, at that point, probably about 15 years of experience in the infrared technology. So it was a good time for me to get involved with the class. As I said, it would have been even better if I had been able to take the class when I first started out. So I was really excited about that. They wanted to see, to bring the class with the latest technology. And of course, as a coordinator, I'm just teaching, I teach the first and the first day, but really the job of coordinator is to make sure I bring in all the right talent for teaching the rest of the week. And because the class was so well known, it was really easy to recruit the best people. These are people, I really wanted people that were at the forefront of the technology, had, they were effective communicators, really good teachers. And without any exception, I was able to get the people, the right people for this, for these various positions in the class.
Great. And I guess let's dive into that with, maybe you can speak a little briefly, on the major topics that are covered, in the course and then who those lecturers are, that you have teaching.
Yes. So what we want to do, well, actually this was the class as it was set up even before my time had a combination of lectures and labs. And I really like that. You do some get some hands-on experience. Now we've been doing, in the current situations we've been having with the pandemic, we've been doing an online class, which gets all the lectures live, but we can't do the labs. Mm-hmm. But the idea was that the course would have both labs and lectures. So what we do in the first day is I do an introductory lecture that is really for the people that don't have any background in infrared, maybe a little bit weak in their engineering or scientific skills. And so introduce what the infrared is all about and touch a little bit on all the subjects that they're gonna hear later in the week. And then we go into Tuesday, which is we call our detector day. And that's really the heart of the course. This is the infrared detectors. And we are really privileged to have Dr. Edward Smith come in and talk about that. Then he'll take the half the day on his lecture describing the detectors, what kinds they are, some of the physics behind it, how they're made. And Ed has the all the knowledge to do that. And he's a great lecturer. And then in the afternoon, we want to step into the lab, and we have a chance to go and see different demonstrations and experiments with that are related to detectors. So we call it our detector lab. Now, the third day of the class is focal plane electronics with John Vampola. And John has a wealth of knowledge on the readout integrated circuits that make up the heart of, or the processing part with the detectors. We start with a lecture that John has in the morning, and then in the afternoon, we'd step into the lab again, and the students have an opportunity to put together a circuit that takes detector signals and processes them, integrates them, and they actually put this whole circuit together on a breadboard, demonstrate it, and I think it gives them a real good sense for how these circuits work. So that's the third day, is the focal plane electronics. And then the fourth day, we do the test. And Dr. John Hubbs comes in and talks about the testing. He's done that for many years in testing for the US government and on infrared systems. And he brings in that knowledge and shows all the techniques and what he does with testing. And then in the afternoon, we go and talk about, we have Roger Holcomb come in and talk about packaging the infrared detectors, because it's a very unique, it's a subset of disciplines that mechanical engineers as a rule don't really get in school. And so Roger brings that all into the class. And then we have some, get the manufacturers to come. And again, we try to make this very practical. And so we bring in infrared equipment manufacturers in the afternoon right after Roger's lecture, and they show the kinds of things that they've been making talk about that in the lecture room. And then we go up to the lab and they get to see it working firsthand. And then finally, we like to give tours of local industries. Now, UCSB is in the Santa Barbara Goleta area, and we've kind of been calling it Infrared Valley, because so many companies are involved in the infrared in the local area. We have dozens of companies to choose from, and we usually do tours of two or maybe three companies, and so all the students can get a chance to go and see where detectors are made, where they might be tested. We do test equipment as well as detector manufacturing in those tours. So that completes the fourth day of the class. And the last day of the class, bringing it all back together. And we have Dr. Terry Loamheim coming in from the Aerospace Corporation. And he brings all this together and talks about the systems. And so you bring in the detectors, the readout electronics, the testing, figures of merit, the things that you need to bring an infrared system together. And that's the last day of the class. And so I think it works out really well. We've tried a number of different adjusting the curriculum, and this has really worked well for us. That starting with the basics, going through detectors, readouts, testing, packaging, and then finally the system engineering. And I think the students get a lot out of it. And as I said, I really wish I had been able to do that. It would have saved me about a year of my career learning all the things that we teach in this class.
Yeah, I think it's definitely an involved course. The participants are not going to be bored over the 5 days, because they're we do pack in a lot there, and that's that's only a good thing, like you said. So great. So that's kind of the overview of the course and the day to day. And then my next question is, in your opinion, how does this course help participants to understand infrared technology more in depth, and what can someone like expect to take away from this course after they've completed it?
Well, as in anything any class you take, there's really two levels. So you could talk about people that are just learning, just getting into infrared, or they don't have all the engineering and science background, and what they can get out of it is see the terminology, techniques that are involved, and maybe some of the more advanced things they don't get right away, but because they can take a copy of the lectures with them later on in their career, as they get more, learn more, they can go back over that material and actually learn that after the fact, after the class. Now, for people that are really experienced in certain areas, we've had people that did, for instance, actually making detectors in a company, but they didn't know anything about the readout electronics and some of the testing issues and systems issues. And so what they were trying to do is to broaden their knowledge and experience by taking this class. So we can take people really very different backgrounds, and they get different things out of the class initially, but they always can go back to the lecture notes that they're given and then pick that up. Whatever they didn't get the first time through, they can get, and when they go back and look at that later, as their job experience takes them into different areas and they learn more and can always refer to that. So we're really happy with the fact that we can both have people that are novices, people that are experienced in certain areas, and they can both come away with a lot more knowledge about infrared.
Yeah, I agree. I think the course is pretty inclusive and does attract quite a varied population from different areas of infrared. And just talking with the students, I get that sense that, there's many different people in the course. So that's good. So moving on to kind of my final question for you, and our final question for the podcast is, for you personally, why did you get into the field of IR or the field that you did, and what led you to IR technology specifically?
Well, it's a lot of things in life. There's a lot of chance, random things that happen, how you meet your wife, things like that you might not be able to predict in advance, and that was one of them. I was an assistant professor at the University of Rochester at the time that one of my students went off and got a job with Hughes Aircraft in Los Angeles. And then he contacted me and he said he really loved his job at Hughes Aircraft and would I like to come out and visit him and his wife out in Los Angeles. And I said, I'd never been to California before. Hey, this would be fun. And he said, I could get you tickets if you interview with my boss. Okay. Fine, free tickets. I get to interview with his boss, see the types of things that he was working on, which turns out to be infrared detectors. So I get out there and interview with the boss, and I'm really impressed with the equipment, the fact that so much new technology was being developed. And I said, I think I'm actually going to do this. Talked to my wife and said, let's go out to California. So we moved from upstate New York out to California, started working in infrared detector testing there. And then within a year, I wanted to transfer up to their subsidiary, Santa Barbara Research Center, where they actually make the detectors. And so that's how I got into it. And so I stayed at Santa Barbara Research Center, which was eventually became part of Raytheon, and learned with hands-on doing and testing and designing systems. Did a lot with developing astronomy detectors there. And that's how I got into it. But it was just really sort of a random thing with one of my students getting a job in the field and inviting me out. In any case, what I really was trying to say is that a series of accidents could lead you down a path that you never realized before that you were going to do that. And it turned out to be the right decision to leave academia, go into the to the business side of infrared detector technology development.
Yeah, I think it's great to hear kind of your personal story within the IR field. I think it's a great like you were saying that, a series of things can lead you in different ways, and I just think that that's a unique thing to have for our potential, participants in the course to hear about, and maybe they have something similar. So thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that, and thank you so much for, for being here and talking about the course and sharing all that you did. Are there any last words that you would like to say before we sign off here?
I'm really hoping that we have students that are able to take advantage of this course. It's a really terrific course. It's something I was never able to do at the start of my career, and I really hope that people get a chance to do that and jumpstart their careers in infrared.
Great. And once again, thank you so much, Dr. Alan Hoffman, our course coordinator for the Modern Infrared Detectors and Systems Application course. Enrollment is open, or is opening, I should say, October 1st, 2020. So if you're listening to this after that date, come on over and enroll whenever you're ready. One disclaimer, I guess, or one note about 2021, our offering in June of next year is that we will have both an in-person, provided we're able to do that, an in-person and an online option for attending the course. So you'll find all of that information on our website, which is where this podcast will be. So if you stumbled upon this podcast, you'll see all the information you need. And as always, you can reach out to us at any time for any questions about enrollment or discounts or anything involving IR. So we hope that we'll see you next year. And we hope to have a few more short podcasts for you in the IR field here pretty soon. So thanks again to Dr. Alan Hoffman, and we'll see you soon. Thanks so much.